435, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday, man. We have made it. Congratulations. Self-high fives all the way around. Mark in South Hill. I've got to share this before I bring in my brother from another mother, Stan Drewski. Mark in South Hill says, good afternoon, Jeff. I'm sure you got word that everyone here had money on the fact that you were signing a contract on your forever home while you were in Florida last week. Come on, man. The jig is up. No, I was not. I didn't look at any houses while I was there. I was, honest to goodness, in a classroom with the St. Johns County Sheriff's Office from 8 in the morning until 5 in the evening every single solitary day. I made it to the beach one day for an hour. That was it. There was no downtime. It was like being back in school, and it was great. Don't get me wrong on that. I loved that time and got a lot out of it, including this sounds egotistical and I don't mean it that way, but I don't care if it sounds that way. But earned a national certification for police counseling, which is very important to me. You know, that's just. Maybe not the vacation that other people would have taken, but for me it was very important. But no, Mark, have not signed any deals on any homes in Florida. I did, however, suggest to Heidi that we should go back and take a look in North Florida, the first coast, at some point. That's all I'm going to say. Now, having said that, Saturday morning's radio station feature the best weekend radio show anywhere on God's green earth. It is called In the Garage with Stan Andruski. Luckily, we were able to find a guy named Stan Andruski to host it, because, you know, if you didn't, that would be a real screw-up. Stan during the week, of course, is found at Certified Auto Repair, 8401 Oakview Avenue in the Lakeside section of Henrico, or Arts Automotive Service, 1214 Athens Avenue in the Yellow Tavern section of Henrico. On a Friday afternoon, Stan, my brother from another mother, is kind enough to join us to talk all about what's coming up on his big show. Stan, good afternoon.
Jeff Katz. Good afternoon, brother. How are you doing on this beautiful Friday afternoon?
I am just dandy. I am looking at typical Hanover County weather, bright sunshine and drizzle at the same time.
And Hanover tomatoes.
Yes.
Everywhere.
That's right.
That's all that matters, right?
That is
so,
all.
Oh, man. What a good feeling it is to be back. Guys, we have had such a busy summer. I just got back from Hackers last weekend. The Shop Hackers Conference, over 2,000 shop owners there. We had about 160 new shop owners sign up with Shop Fix Academy to change their lives. Super excited. Of course, we do those things to learn how to run better businesses and to help people run better automotive businesses, honestly, across the United States. And what it does for us is when I get back, I'm on fire because I'm helping older business owners who own automotive shops locally. I'm helping them across the country, but a lot of them don't know how to retire. They don't know how to get out of business. They don't know how to have a profitable business, right? Their dad mm-hmm. left it to them, or they were a mechanic and they thought that they could do better. And so all those things come into play. And so I just couldn't be more excited to just tell you that I think the most that I've ever signed up in a year before were about 70. We doubled that this year. The economy has tightened up in some places, and they're trying to get the best value for their customers and be able to negotiate parts like we do. So I'm super excited just to be back.
Yeah.
We have had about 3 weeks of missing the show, but tomorrow we'll be live, God willing, if he gives me another day tomorrow. And
yep.
I can't wait, Jeff. I cannot wait to go into to get back on the show and answer some of the questions you guys have. And I also have an exclusive deal that's coming up for back to school. I'm going to talk to WRVA listeners about in just a minute.
Oh, really? Okay. I mean, back to school is coming up in a couple of days for the big divisions, of course, Hanover, Henrico, Chesterfield, City of Richmond. Folks are, I think they're going to be a lot of very happy parents when their kids return to school. It'll be that day when you look at the wife and go, okay, that's it. They're gone. We got the whole day to ourselves. We're going to dance around and drink coffee or whatever we're going to do, but they are back in school.
Yeah, and, you know, speaking of school, I just dropped Caroline off. We're actually on our way back from Roanoke College, and, you know, this is her senior semester.
Aww.
And so we got to drop her off and move her in one last time, and I think she may do some law school after, and so we're really excited. And then just, again, fall's coming up.
Yep.
I actually want to ask all the listeners, both of our listeners, if you could, if you know a teacher that has just been amazing to your kids, even if it's, you know, from last year, you just know this teacher, could you please, could you PM me or Jeff and let us know? We'd like to do some special things for a few teachers in the local Central Virginia area. Just thank them. We'll talk more about what that might look like. But I just wanted to hear some stories, and not just a name, but like what they meant to your child or why. Because there's so many teachers out there and coaches I remember growing up that were just such a pivotal part of my life. And I don't think we do, before we get into the back to school special, I don't think we ever do enough for our teachers and for you know, our leaders around here, around what they do for us. Like, we,
okay,
you leave school a lot of times, you're like, man, I'll never be able to give back to that person like they did. Is if you could just let us know. I'd love to hear them.
Okay. Oh, that is a great idea. Yeah, let's get some of that stuff put together. I'm already, by the way, thinking of a couple of teachers that have had such amazing influence on the Cats kids, and I know other families. It's the same situation, right? You think you're like in the silo alone, but you go, oh my gosh, of course you remember so and so, or remember, like you said, it was a teacher, it was a coach, it was just somebody who said, Stan, come with me for a second, right? And it's sort of like that Dutch uncle took you under the wing and said, son, I can learn you one or two things, and it just made your life better. Yeah, oh, what a great idea to give back to some of those folks, Stan. I love that.
Yeah, I mean, I coached Llewellyn, that was middle school. I had Coach Mortzakis that taught us how to drive. Never gave anybody an A, but this guy got one. That's the one good thing I was good at, fixing cars and driving. We had Coach Condon, just so many people. They weren't all coaches. I had Miss Matthews. My daughter had Miss Matthews when we were younger,
okay,
when she was younger. So just some of these teachers, Miss Edmonds, some of these teachers, I can tell you their name. But I really, really want to just have some of that. And then as far as the big exclusive to WRV listeners, we're doing a back-school deal. You know we already have some of the lowest price oil in town. You see gas and oil prices up. You know all summer long, we have been trying to keep the prices of our oil changes. We have not changed them. We've also been given deals on induction and fuel injection services, which have saved you money on fuel. So if you're spending $3 a gallon and we're able to get your gas mileage back up, you're actually going to get back to almost about par by getting those things done. And we're giving you the money to be able to do it. So basically, it's a back-to-school special. We do a tire rotation. You know you get a full 75-point DVI check.
Right.
When you bring it in there, we test your batteries, your coolant, all of your fluids. But it's going to be a tire rotation, oil change, and a AC climate check, you know, control. We're going to be making sure heat and your AC work, checking your cabin air filters. That's going to be for right about $94 for synthetic blend and about $110 for full synthetic. That's the oil change, tire rotation, the full check over, and the AC check. So that's pretty daggone good. So
that's great.
And of course, teachers always get a little more out of that deal and a little better prices. So make sure you mention if you're a teacher, and we're going to work with all of the teachers for the back to school. They're the ones who make it possible, right?
Absolutely. Oh, what a great idea. I love that, Stan. I'm excited about that. I am also excited, as you say, first time in a couple of weeks. We've got In the Garage Saturday morning. That's tomorrow at 8 a.m. I know that people always get focused on change of seasons and what have you. And even though we got Labor Day coming up, you and I both know we could still see 100 degrees anytime right up until, I don't know, Thanksgiving. We could probably see 12 degrees anytime after Thanksgiving, right? So, I mean, you just got to be on guard all the time.
Before TG and after TG, every single year, you really, you know, there's been many times. And you never really know. So seasonal changes, we always talk about. And tomorrow I want to go over again. I love doing this time of year. We have our top 10 most frequently asked questions about car repair.
Nice.
These are the things that people come in and they're like, hey, what about this? What about that? You know, from tires you know, your tires have a DOT number, most of them, unless you're really old tires. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people don't know, you know, right about the 5-6 year mark, even if your tire treads look really good, it's about time to start looking at replacing those tires. You have a life cycle on tires. And then a lot of the maintenance we talk about, a lot of, you know, when do batteries die more, cold or hot? It's actually a different season than what you might think when we see the most batteries. It's not when it gets 20 degrees out. We see a lot. It's actually on the hotter days we have a lot more batteries that will fail.
Okay.
And so those types of questions we're going to go into. We're going to have 10 of those tomorrow, top 10, as well as all your questions to car care. I mean, I think we're on 5 years, Jeff. I love being able to go in there and people want free second opinions. You know, yep. Certified Ann Arts already does that.
That's right.
And a 15-minute, you know, no-wrench inspection. We're basically doing that on the radio now for 5 years where we just help you sort of get the noise out of this big, giant estimate you might have or questions, and we help you focus in on, A, what's really wrong and what's the most important, just like in our stores, priority 1 through 3, and then help you come up with a plan on how to fix it.
I love it. I love it. Well, I am, number one, I'm grateful that you're back. I'm excited to see you. I cannot believe that Caroline is a college senior, because that would make you really old, Stan. I mean, I'm the same age as when I first met her in, I don't know, elementary school. But you, my God, you're just ancient at this point.
Pretty much. Moses, back when Moses was driving, I was fixing his car. I get it. Thanks, Jim.
The chariot needs a new pony. There's no way around it. We've done our best. You got the spare on there. It's doing the best it can. But, we're going to need some help over there. Oh, I got two nominees for you. Just a credit. Miss Mitchell and Lieutenant Head, both great school teachers at Patrick Henry High School here in Hanover County. Both absolute salt of the earth. Miss Mitchell is the special ed teacher for Patrick Henry High School, and she's no nonsense, and those kids come through there and they've never been better served. We know that. And then Lieutenant Head heads up the Navy Junior ROTC program there, but they also do all sorts of stuff for the special ed kids. So there you go. Those are my two names. I'm going to throw them into the hat. Okay, so now we got at least a couple of people on the book.
Yes, and please message me them too as well, and then you guys can message Jeff. I hope you're okay with this. I didn't ask Jeff ahead of time. But you can PM me or Jeff or in the garage with Stan and Jeff and just look them up. Message us about your teacher. You know, I don't know what we'll be able to do. If we get a lot, we may be able to help all the teachers to do something special for all of them. We may do something like a card where you just write what they meant to you. There's a lot of ideas running through my head with this, but they need to know they're cared for. They need to know how much we appreciate them. And I just don't think we do it enough. And so thank you to all the teachers going back and for your heart and what you do for our kids. I just want to say thank you. We love you. And we're going to do something special for those of you that we hear about this fall. So coming up, next month or so.
All right. Yep. Well, Stan Andruski, I will chat with you in the morning, my brother, and I am excited about it. That is the one, the only Stan Andruski. Again, during the week, you're going to find him at Certified Auto Repair, 8401 Oakview Avenue in the Lakeside section of Henrico, or Arts Automotive Service, 1214 Athens Avenue in the Yellow Tavern section of Henrico. But the most important appearance each and every week, Saturday morning, 8 a.m. on this very radio station, In the Garage with Stan Andruski, the best weekend radio show anywhere. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA.